Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Friday, August 5th, 2022. I'm Alex Jones, live at studio. Strap yourselves in.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children. Right.
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
You mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Love the great meme makers out there defending freedom. Great job. Love you all. Okay, we have the official announcements happening everywhere of shutting off the economy and that cannibalism will now be good. New York Times, Washington Post, Der Spiegel, all of it. They are officially saying what I told you 2 years ago they would start saying, that cannibalism is good. First they tell you eat bugs, you'll own nothing and have nothing and like it, then eat humans. And you ask, why are they doing this? Well, I've read the globalist battle plan. They want total dehumanization in the short documentary film that was just an add-on to Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Endgame 1.5. Finally found it. It had been on YouTube. It got deleted, but we finally found a copy of it last week and put it on Bandai Video. In Endgame 1.5, we show you the UN documents from the UN that are only available at the library and in that film. Dr. Kaufman got it from the UN library in New York with special permission. He's an academic, or was. He's dead now. And they said, we're going to get rid of the value of human life. We're going to get rid of beautiful architecture. And we're going to bring back human sacrifice and gladiatorial games and even cannibalism. Now, you read that, that's the official UN plan. You're like, that sounds crazy. That's from the mid-1960s. Well, baby, we're here. Kill babies after they're born? You bet. We're going to hit that. We're going to hit the huge developments with DeSantis leading the charge, firing, and then having the police go to the offices of Soros operatives inside the government so they can't destroy any evidence of them criminally taking orders from the big guy. We've got massive news on the China and Ukraine situation, big developments in Ukraine that nobody's talking about in the West, huge COVID-19 shots killing people, major academic journals confirming it's causing mass death, which we already knew, but this is just more confirmation. We've got a huge broadcast lined up for you today. And then Mike Adams in studio, always amazing, coming up in the second hour, and he's going to also have some big guests on with him. But because I've got to go back down to this kangaroo court, the rest of it, I'll be here for about an hour and 15 minutes. And I'll be back this evening, as I did last night, shooting special reports and going on the war room with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. I should be in there during the last hour today. So I'll see you with Owen. All this news is huge. It's all massive. But the discoveries we've made in how this attempt to rig the judiciary system in this country, what we witnessed is next level. Absolutely next level. And it's a beta test being run by Soros, literally, to do this all over the country. And you're not going to believe what the judge is doing publicly. She's not even hiding it. And I believe it's criminal. I believe it's criminal. But, again, this county's run by Soros, so they're allowed to commit crimes. We can't even be good people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now, more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, August 5th, 2022. I'm here in battle. InfoWars radio TV host Alex Jones, and I am very honored and blessed to be here with you today. Okay, there's always millions of folks that tune in. We're very blessed to the weekday show and the weekend shows, both on radio and TV and, of course, over the Internet and the places you can find it where it's not being censored, like InfoWars.com and Bandoff Video. And we have a big broadcast with a bunch of in-studio guests and more that I will tell you about coming up at the start of the next segment. And then I'll get into the huge China/Ukraine-Russia news, the massive COVID-19 new lockdown news, the huge Green New Deal admission of the planetary shutdown plan, and so much more. The great work DeSantis is doing, literally firing these deep state Soros operatives that violate their oaths of office and having the state police go into their offices, make sure they don't destroy any evidence of what they've been up to. Yeah, he's got them under investigation. DeSantis just gets better and better because he's actually going after the deep state. Trump never really did that, but DeSantis is doing it. Trump fought the deep state. Trump did a lot of things executively, but never actually took Soros on head on. So we've got a special guest, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, popping in at the bottom of the hour. This prosecutor is the one that had him arrested. Well, now he's been fired by the governor. So Rodney Howard Brown is just going to pop in for a segment or so. Then Mike Adams is going to have a big special guest when he's in here co-hosting, who's one of the experts on why is the West committing suicide? What are some examples of it, and how do we turn it around? And why do the globalists want the West to commit suicide? So that's another big guest as well here today. But let me do this now, because a lot of people are tuning in to the show wanting to get my response to the $4.1 million judgment by an Austin jury yesterday. I shot a video last night. That's at man.video, where I lay out about 5 minutes my stance on it and where I stand. But I'll do that again for everybody that's tuned in live, because I know a lot of you are tuning in that are new viewers wanting to get my view. But there's last night's announcement, breaking exclusive. Alex Jones responds to $4.2 million Sandy Hook verdict, 628,000 views. You want to go see it? It's a very important video. But let me just briefly chronicle what's been happening in the last week and a half, now almost 2 weeks as of today, in this kangaroo court, and how it's the model for the rest of the country and the world, and then how George Soros and the operatives are literally coordinating and running this. The corporate media that's in the courtroom are all coordinating. The judge is coordinating with the media. The judge is altering the record of the trial, in my view, and I'll explain that in a moment. And she didn't just say I'm guilty and tell the jury more than 20 times I'm guilty and that they had to find me guilty. You're not allowed to find him innocent. I found him guilty, she said. She barred us. She barred us from being able to respond in the punitive damages phase to our net worth. Now, we turned over to them an accurate net worth after she defaulted us. I spent days up here with lawyers. They got all the numbers, looked at my personal money, everything, gave them a complete list under court order. And I knew it was all rigged, but I wanted to show the world this. And then, instead, they barred us from argument or calling any witnesses. We could only cross-examine their expert, who literally is some dandruff-covered guy that looks like he has a gray wig on, who stumbles around. He has a name like Thurston Howell the Seventh or something. I'm not joking. He has like five names. Wilfred Snibble Snabble of the Gribble Pibble. I mean, I've got to find his name in the news. That guy's print off articles about it. He's been testifying a few hours. I was just down there for 30 minutes. And I knew what they were going to say because the press kept asking me. The New York Times, CBS News would say, you got $61 million last year, and you're worth $300 million, and your net worth is $170 million. And I would just hear these, and I'd say, no, I don't have $1 million in my bank account. I don't have all this stuff you're talking about. But they would always say the same stuff. So here's the big news first off. And people are live tweeting this, and I've talked to my lawyers. This is indeed what you're saying. Overhead shot, please. A little bit of an overhead shot for me. Thanks. It says, they just claimed Alex Jones personally pulled $61 million out of free speech last year. That is a completely insane, made-up number. Argued personal net worth of AJ, $70 to $140 million. My net worth is below $5 million, if you count everything I've got. It's because we had an official statement that we gave them. We had an updated statement where I have even less money now. And yesterday the judge said, oh, no, he can't testify and no one can talk on your side. We're just going to have this guy up there who literally looked at me like he wanted to kill me. Because I'm sitting there right in front of him. He's on the bench. And our table's right in front of the testimony bench. And he just looked at me with just total hate. There was big brushy eyebrows, big bushy eyebrows. And I said, I know what this is going to be. I've already heard all the numbers. They're going to say I have $61 million last year, and they're going to say I have all this money. I mean, why not? Their closing statements yesterday, they said he makes $300 million a year. It just keeps growing. Our biggest year ever gross was $70 million. That's gross, you know, when you're selling $30 million worth of food, but you make 30% on it on average. And they had some other doctored up stuff saying we make 70% on food. I assure you that's not the case. Strike me now by 50,000 trillion bolts of lightning if it's not true. I mean, just really weird stuff going on in this trial. But it's not bad to make money. I wish we had a lot more money. We could do a lot more and not, you know, not be so desperately trying to cling and stay on air. So all that happened. But really the big takeaway here is not that. I was here yesterday running around the office trying to watch the verdict. And she was killing the stream every 5 minutes or so because she said she would live stream it, but we kicked their butts so bad, even though we had our hands tied behind our backs, that she killed the stream during most of my testimony so that Law and Crime can only put out edited clips of me where I go, oh, that's a Perry Mason moment, except it's not. Those text messages all come from me on my phone. I gave it to all the lawyers as I testified, and now you have it proving I told you the damn truth. And you guys just act like you didn't have it. And they go, oh, we've got his phone. We've got his phone. What was given to him? So the level of this is really comical. In fact, at this point, I'm just like, I mean, I'm living in a crazy town here. It's like at the end of Cross of Iron where everything's collapsing, everything's burning and blowing up as the Russians enter Berlin. Everybody's just laughing. I'm not comparing myself to the Germans in World War II. I'm just saying, you know, there just gets to be a point where it's so insane, you're just laughing at it. Because they sit there with the corporate media and the judge and their lawyers just saying all this stuff like parrots that isn't true, like everything else they do. So here's what I believe is illegal. If the judge is going to let something be televised, televise it. Real courts, if they do it, have a pool camera that or two cameras that aim at whoever's speaking and when the judge speaks. Instead, there's just dozens of cameras, but they're all pet media, and they all are on the same script and all put the same clips out, basically. And the judge sits there while she controls the YouTube stream, turning it on and turning it off and turning it on and turning it off. She doesn't even know how to mute the stream. She just kills the stream. She's up there like a DJ running it. So either you're going to show people the trial or don't. But I think it's illegal to claim something's televised and then only let out certain parts of the trial, but when something you don't like happens, you kill the stream and then turn it back on the other side speaking. And then Bankston, their main lawyer, gets up, the plaintiff's lawyer, the ambulance chaser, and goes, listen, judge, I want you to not kill the stream during this part because I'm going to expose that law enforcement wants Jones's phone and, you know, he's going down and it's January 6th and all this stuff. And none of that's even true. She's like, okay, I'll keep it streaming. But when my lawyer talks, she turns it off. I mean, this is beyond any kangaroo rig court ever. And this woman is literally a blue-haired SJW. We have photos of her on her own Facebook. She thinks it's all completely normal. They just think it's complete. She doesn't even understand how ridiculous she looks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Promise you I'm going to get into world news for the rest of this broadcast today. We got so many special guests in studio. But I got to finish up because they just gave me transcripts and tweets of what's going on down at the Kangaroo Courthouse there where I'm being railroaded in the second phase of the damages. And again, it's all ridiculous because I'll tell you the secret of it here in just a moment. But I told you the guy had a name like Thurston Howell III. But they didn't say his two middle names. He said it on the stand because I was there this morning. It's Bernard Pettigill. And he goes like, Bernard Sninwopoulos Gubatamandius Pettigillism. I mean, I couldn't believe when he said his name. And so he's sitting there staring at me, and I knew I had to come to the show, at least some of it. And I said, I know what he's going to say. And I left to be here because, I mean, we need to be on air. Their whole mission is to get us off air. They made a huge issue of that. We've now learned. But that's not the issue. They are saying that I perjured myself saying, yeah, I gave you my text messages. I gave them to my lawyers. Aha! We have your text messages from your lawyers. Yeah, a bunch of raw ones they gave you on accident, not just the ones that we were ordered to turn over with search terms. That's the only issue. It's not my whole phone. It's, again, from late 2019, 2020, and there's nothing there. We've looked at it. We haven't done anything wrong. Headlines everywhere. He's going down. Perjury. It's incredible. They're up there saying this man has $300 million a year. This man is worth $100-some million. This man was paid $61 million last year. You know what that $61 million number is? Because they sued my dad that I'm partners with in the supplement company that we set up 10 years ago. $61 million is like 4 years, 3.5 years of what the supplements cost. So you can see these are quality. We can buy stuff for 10% of what we buy. We buy the highest quality we can get. The $61 million is money paid by Free Speech Systems into that company to get the product, and that's they're suing my poor dad saying, we want the $61 million. If this guy was a real economist, we already explained to him, it bought the damn product. But they keep saying, where's... But they don't even say 4 years, which it says that's the number in 4 years. They say that it's what I paid myself last year, when on the sheet it says 4 years. Where's the missing... So I've been there for a week and a half, and reporters rock by and go, we're going to get you. We know you made $61 million last year. And I go, oh, yeah, all right. So, again, these people are out of control. And the judge told all the news cameras, I've authorized all of you to be here. But no one else is allowed to film, and if you do, I'll have you arrested and stuff like that. She's on tape. And then whenever we speak, she cuts us off on YouTube and then lets them speak. So they can then have the news crews edit down, and they're coordinating because they put out different camera shots, but down to the same sections. So somebody picks the time. They got these directors back there talking to all the cameras, and then they put out what they want. Here's an example. Everybody's telling me about it. On YouTube, you'll have 10-to-1 comments for me. And all of a sudden, they all get pushed down or deleted, and a bunch of hateful comments get put to the top. That'll have like 5 upvotes. One with 1,000 upvotes is removed or pushed to the bottom. So this is a war game of how to control the media, how to control the court, and how to coordinate this scam. And this is huge, ladies and gentlemen. So the judge is in live time manipulating what the world can see so they can edit it to make me look bad. So I'm asking all the listeners. They don't want you to look at the last week and a half of the trial. They don't want you, but there's copies all over the internet. People are now figuring out she's doing this. without us even ever asking. And now everybody's going and finding it and going and finding what they weren't supposed to have. Because there were several other groups they're streaming that didn't completely coordinate, so copies are out there. And people are recording it while it's streamed now, but noticing they've gotten desperate, so now she's cutting it off up to three or four times every 10 minutes. I guess she gets a signal because they're actually signaling each other. I mean, hell, their head lawyer gets up and says, "Now don't cut the feed for the next 10 minutes, okay?" And then he goes up and says, "Jones perjured himself. You know, the Justice Department, everything else. It's, we got his whole phone, which they don't. All this stuff." And then it's like, "Okay, Your Honor." And she's like, cuts the feed. This is total coordination. This is a judge totally weaponized and the model of what they want to do. But here is the example of how Bernard Pettigill would be portrayed in Hollywood, but a lot of these economists are exactly like this. They don't know their head from a hole in the ground. Here it is.
All right, settle down, people. We've got a lot to cover, and time is short. There are two kinds of people in business today, the quick and the dead. So rather than waste your time this semester with a lot of useless theories, we're going to jump right in with both feet and create a fictional company from the ground up. We'll construct our physical plant. We'll set up an efficient administrative and executive structure. Then we'll manufacture our product and market it. I think you'll find it very interesting and a lot of fun. So let's start by looking at construction costs of our new factory.
What's the product?
That is immaterial for the purposes of our discussion here, but if it makes you happy, let's say we're making tape recorders.
Tape recorders? Are you kidding? The Japs will kill us on a labor course.
Okay, fine. Then let's just say they're widgets.
What's a widget?
It's a fictional product. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Tell that to the bank.
Take it easy. It's the first day, you know.
On the board. You will see a cost analysis for construction of a 30,000-square-foot facility, which will encompass both factory and office space, and is fully serviced by all utilities, a railroad spur line, and a four-bay shipping dock.
Hold on. Why build? Hey, you're better off leasing at $1.25, $1.50 a square foot. Take your down payment and put it into CDs, or something else you can roll over every couple of months.
Thank you, Mr. Mellon. But we'll be concentrating on finance a little later in the term. For the time being, let's just concentrate on the construction figures, shall we? You will see the final bottom line requires the factoring in of not just the material and construction costs, but also the architect's fees and the costs of land servicing.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Oh, really? Like what, for instance?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to grease the local politicians for the sudden zoning problems that always come up. That is the kickback to the carpenters. And if you plan on using any cement in this building, I'm sure the Teamsters would like to have a little chat with you. And that'll cost you. Oh, and don't forget something for the building inspectors. Then there's a long-term cost, such as waste disposal. I don't know if you're familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
That'll be quite enough, Mr. Mellon. Maybe bribes and kickbacks and mafia payoffs are how you do business. But they are not part of the legitimate business world. And they're certainly not part of anything I'm teaching in this class. Do I make myself clear?
Sorry, just trying to help, that's all.
Now, notwithstanding Mr. Mellon's input, the next question for us is where to build our factory.
How about fantasy land?
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books,
films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, my favorite pastor, Rodney Howard Brown, is going to be our guest for the rest of the hour. He was one of the main leaders, the first major pastor, and then thousands of others followed, not just here, but around the world, refusing to be shut down during the first days of the lockdowns 2.5 years ago. He was arrested by the Soros-backed and controlled prosecutor and thrown in jail, but he still got right back out and kept his huge international church with tens of thousands of members just alone in the Tampa area, the largest church, going, serving thousands of poor with food today and so much more. And now the worm has turned big time. We'll be talking to him in a moment, but first there's a little bit of DeSantis' announcement and a little bit of his visit to Tucker Carlson last night.
The Constitution of Florida has vested the veto power in the governor, not in individual state attorneys. And so when you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make yourself above the law, you have violated your duty You have neglected your duty, and you are displaying a lack of competence to be able to perform those duties. And so today, we are suspending State Attorney Andrew Warren, effective immediately.
Well, Tucker, you documented the destruction that we've seen with these Soros prosecutors around the country, where they basically take it upon themselves to determine which laws should be followed and which laws should not be followed. And I can tell you, in Florida's constitution, that constitution vests the veto power in the governor, not an individual district attorney or state attorney where they can pick and choose. And so I asked my staff to review all state attorneys in the state of Florida. I wanted to see who was picking and choosing. And this is the guy that all the line prosecutors, all the law enforcement said he thinks he can pick and choose which laws. And he actually signed letters saying he wouldn't force laws against transgender surgeries for minors, laws protecting the right to life. And then he has all these policies in his agency that are called presumptive non-prosecution. No, the law is presumptively enforced. That's not something that's acceptable.
Right.
And so we made the decision. The jarring thing about it, though, Tucker, I had all these sheriffs from the area there. I had the former police chief in Tampa. There's a lot of line prosecutors in that office that are very happy that this was done. And so we took it seriously. We did a thorough review, and we pulled the trigger today.
I mean, it's so obviously unconstitutional. Legislatures make the laws. Judges decide whether they're consistent with the Constitution. Prosecutors have no role in that. They don't have the legal right, the constitutional right, to selectively enforce the law. Or am I missing something?
No, you're right. But here's what Soros is doing. It's actually smart on his part. They can't get these things enacted in a legislature where you're just going to let criminals run. So what they do, he will get involved in these Democrat primaries in a Democrat area. He'll flush $1 million to get the radical to win the primary. Then they usually win the general because of the party affiliation difference in the jurisdiction. So then you get them in there, and what they do is they want to change the criminal justice system through non-enforcement. So it's a total end run around our constitutional system. The results obviously have been destructive around the country, but it also really undermines the idea that ours is supposed to be a government of laws, not a government of individual men.
And they went on in the entire hour-long special to spend a lot of time on Pastor Rodney Howard Brown at Revival.com and how he was arrested. They were harassed, all sorts of other things happened. Simply amazing. And we've got him with us to talk about this. DeSantis sends cops to physically remove suspended Soros-backed state attorney. And they want to get into, obviously, the state-owned computers and see what directives he was getting from Soros. A warrant's not needed because it's the governor, and he's in command of that and in command of law enforcement. Instead, they think these prosecutors are the governors. So, Rodney Howard Brown, congratulations on being steadfast and helping lead preachers worldwide to stand up to this. I wanted to get you on. I appreciate you coming on short notice. God bless you.
No, thank you, Alex. You know, there was no doubt in my mind that we were targeted by Soros, because 22 years ago, I was in a big church in Budapest, and that church had a revival. They're the ones that kicked Soros out of Hungary. So I've always been anti-Soros, because I already knew what he was doing around the world, you know, as you've already talked about a lot on your program. And so I probably was not aware that that attorney that came after me, the district attorney, was actually a Soros operative. I didn't realize it. And I felt at the time when I got arrested and I was in prison and came out, they dropped all charges, obviously, because the Constitution was with me and not with them. But I felt not to sue. And now look at what the Lord did. Everything turned around. And what's so crazy is, the governor came right to the office where the warrant for my arrest was issued. And I actually should have been there yesterday, but we got in late from Fort Worth. We landed about 3:30 in the morning, and by the time I got to bed, I also didn't want to go there. I actually didn't really know what the full meeting was about. I was invited to be there with the governor, but in retrospect, it would look like I was gloating or whatever. And I'm just about what we have to do to keep America safe and the American people safe.
Well, it really is amazing, and I think about Arthur Pawlowski, though. He spent months and months and months in prison for reopening his church, and he's finally out. Solitary confinement for, what, 4 months? that we had peaceful folks with the that led the trucker protest. She was in jail more than 4 months without bail. I mean, this is dangerous.
Yeah, no question. We also just had a pastor come down from Canada. He was 10 days in solitary confinement, and then he got out, and he was actually confined to his house. But I told him, well, I mean, it could have been worse, but you're with your wife and kids, so you should be happy. You were not still in solitary. But, I mean, this is the stuff that's going on around the world. And really, as I always said, this was an attack against the church, because they know that the church is a meeting place, a place of fellowship, a place of community, and a place, if pastors really speak up, they actually have weight with the congregation, and they wanted to silence all the preachers and really put a shot across the bow and make everybody be afraid. We better just comply, get everybody masked, get them all tested, get them vaxxed. And then you saw what happened, where churches actually became vaccine centers, where people came. So what I said to pastors, I said, okay, so let's think about this. We have to close the church down because of COVID. But now the same church that's closed because of COVID, we can now open to come and get a vaccine? That didn't make sense. So, you know, if you just reason it out, it's like pure insanity. And then you begin to realize it was not about 15 days to slow the spread. And now they come up with the monkeypox concoction, you know, so, which I think is more donkeypox, personally. You know, and it's really whatever their narrative is, what they want to push. The Agenda 2030, and, you know, which was Agenda 21, then Agenda 2030, and the whole bringing America into conformity. And I think last time I was on your program, we talked about it, where they underestimated. They thought that America was one country and we just bow. They didn't realize we actually 50 states and the states are sovereign. So unlike the UK or other nations where they actually have to obey, we don't. We have a constitution.
Exactly. And Fauci last week said Americans are bad. They don't know how to obey authority. Well, he's not a real authority. Everything he said is a lie.
Plus, he doesn't work. Listen, the guy is a puppet put there basically by the World Health Organization and the United Nations. He talks to them. They tell him what to do, and then he forces it on the American people. That guy should be arrested immediately. And for all of the stuff perpetrated on humanity, really war crimes, totally. Soros should be arrested right now. Fauci should be arrested. Bill Gates should be arrested. All these people that are complicit in wreaking havoc on our planet. But they're losing, Alex. They are losing. It's coming unraveled. It's coming unraveled.
God bless you, Pastor. I want to do one more segment with you in your precious times. I know you work around the clock like we do, and we love you. I want to come back and cover whatever topics you want. We haven't talked other than text messages this morning. I've got a lot of questions, but I want you to talk about whatever you think is most important right now. I'm worried about the new lockdowns they're announcing, the wars they're trying to start, the collapsing borders, what's going to happen to Biden. But I want to hear what's front and center for Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. Straight ahead, visit his site, revival.com. Everybody's church should be his church.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back with Rodney Howard Brown, who traveled to more than 100 countries, who has been an American for decades, but witnessed the incredible upheaval in South Africa. Revival.com, he's here with us. He was the pastor arrested by the Soros state attorney, who's now been fired for violating his oath of office and dereliction of duty, and being the agent of Soros. Governor DeSantis did a great job there. But so much to talk about. What is front and center for you, Pastor Brown?
All right, so I feel such an urgency, and I believe I talked to you a little bit about it already, is food, because of the over 100 plants that are burnt, and then cattle that are suddenly dying. They're trying to blame on climate change, which that's not even true. And basically to create a food shortage so that they can then drive the people to the food, to the bread line. So we've started a major growing. I have 5 acres under greenhouses, and we are growing in the middle of summer, which is unheard of here in Florida, but we're also mobilizing churches. What I'm trying to do is get churches in all 67 counties in the state of Florida to grow, and we actually got 6 other farms working with us, and basically so that we can set up a marketplace and really feed the people, because if there's a food shortage, they're going to end up in government food lines. But we should be on the front end of that. So we already took some heat over it. People said, well, what's that got to do with the gospel? I said, well, have you ever seen Jesus multiply the loaves and the fish to feed the multitudes? And I mean, so we've got to look after people. And that's what we're doing. We're building a massive seed bank and a whole basically laboratory so we can test our own animals so they can't.
And to be clear, I didn't know you'd go here, but I watch your sermons almost every week. The Holy Spirit put it on you. This is coming. And now they admit worldwide collapse, total famines. Gates is buying up all the seeds. They're trying to buy up all the farms. The answer is get all the churches involved in community farms and get others too, and we have them in checkmate. So what the Holy Spirit told you to do, what a couple of years ago, has been now proven to be dead on.
Yeah, totally. So we have cattle, we have sheep, we have chicken, both for eggs and for meat. And then also just to teach people how to grow. And we've even got systems where they can grow in the inner city. On your balcony, you can take a bag of soil, just poke holes in it, plant seeds in there, and you can actually have vegetables every week. So, you know, people used to do that 100, 200 years ago, but people don't do that now. Everybody thinks they will just go to the supermarket and go buy it.
And the enemy knows that. That's our weak point. So you are so dead on with this.
Yeah, so we set up like a training center here that's part of our university, so people can send it. It's no charge, no charge at all. They can send people from their church, and they can come spend 3-4 days. We'll show them how to grow, what they can do, and then we can actually.
That was so beautiful. Most churches only work with themselves. You are trying to take ideas of God and resistance, and you are a major leader. And it's not about obviously complimenting you. You have the model of victory that we should be following.
Well, you know, here's the bottom line. I feed everybody. It doesn't matter if they're not part of our church or whatever. We feed everybody because people are people. So somebody say, well, I go to the first church or whatever. I don't really care. You're a human being. I'm going to take care of your food. We've been feeding, you know, 1,000 families every week in Tampa for over 20 years. That's why when I got arrested, the city was almost going to riot. You know, they were going to riot. So the bottom line is we have to do this. And the biggest problem I'm dealing with right now is trying to get pastors to catch the wave of it, to understand the importance of it, that we're not just there to preach to them on Sundays, but we really need to take care of the congregation through the week. And obviously, jobs, you know, all of this stuff. But I believe we can put people back to work. I believe we can, the whole economy can be built around each local church.
Well, that's right. The whole enemy attack is about us not having any communities. It was the churches that started the Revolutionary War that launched the country. It'll be the churches again finding their mission again that'll save the country and the world.
Yes. And Alex, I believe there's many pastors that want to do, but they don't know what to do. So I just got to try to get, if I can, my biggest frustration is trying to get the message to them and then for them to see, because in every congregation, there's people that love growing. They love growing, but they don't have an outlet. So, and especially seniors, there's many seniors. What we've seen come out of the woodwork since I started all of this, I've got seniors coming from all over. Pastor, we grow, we farmers, we retired. Can we help? We all want to help. We just had a conference here. We had a youth conference with just under 4,900 young people from the age of 3 to 19 for a whole week. They came from all across America. Then we had, you know, for everybody, we had just on 7,000 come 28 countries, 50 states. And so it's in the middle of summer. I mean, our university's off, so they all come back now in another week or so. But they were all just set on fire, went back home. We're getting so many testimonies of kids. I put zip lines in the back of the pavilion. It was totally awesome. And many kids gave their life to the Lord. People that were on the brink of suicide. Kids, I mean, hurting themselves, you know, cutting themselves. We had.
You're getting them out of
activity.
The satanic metaverse and into the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And these kids are hungry for God. They just want Jesus. We did that special mud run thing, which was totally awesome. And cheering them on just was so great to see kids, you know, because they never get to do that. Some of them.
And remember, while the topless bar stayed open and while the mega grocery store stayed open and while the liquor store stayed open, they told the churches close.
Yeah, yeah. We must close, but you can go gamble. We must close. And I said, as long as Walmart's open, as long as there's 24-hour Walmart, there'll be 24-hour River Church. And we're not shutting down. So, you know, my mind's already working ahead towards, like you said earlier, about the coming lockdowns and what they want to implement. And I know all of that, but I can't just spend my time on that. I have to move I got to get ahead of the curve. And the only way is for mobilization of the body of Christ and mobilizing everybody, hitting the schools, hitting every school, every university, from the daycare to the university, and then from the crack house to the penthouse to the schoolhouse, the jailhouse, the outhouse, as I always say, and mobilizing everybody, knocking on doors, and just like casting a net across the whole region, talking about Jesus. Let people get on fire for God. Because the only hope, really, as you know, in American history, is another great spiritual awakening.
All right, Pastor. Stay right there. You're going to do the first 5 minutes. I've asked you during the break to lead us in prayer and talk about hope and how people that are depressed or under this demonic attack, how they can reach out to Jesus and break free from it, particularly a message for those that don't know God and have never experienced the Holy Spirit. You're going to do the first 5 minutes, and I really ask you to come on soon for a full hour to really talk about the spiritual warfare we're in. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and we're going to come right back with you. Please stay there. Ladies and gentlemen, you have seen the enemy try to shut us down. You've seen them with thousands of articles a day and every major TV network owned by the globalists attacking us and lying about us and trying to shut us down. You've seen them lie in court and say that I make $300 million a year or that I made $61 million last year. I don't have $5 million in my net worth, and I wish I had $100 million because we could do a lot more. They have lied to this jury. They have told them that I'm guilty up front. And they've already done a $4 million judgment versus the $150 million they asked for. That is a victory. With the judge instructing them, you must find him guilty. You must give them something. This is a big deal. They have the punitive damages coming out today. Am I worried about it? No. It could be $1 billion. I don't have it. And we're in bankruptcy, so we can prove that we don't have all this money, and we will continue on. But if we don't have the basic money to keep the lights on and run the operation and pay for the crew and pay for legal, we will shut down by the weight of these George Soros, Bloomberg. We know one of the main firms that he uses is involved countering our bankruptcy right here in Texas. So they're coming for us because they're coming for you. But if you will provision us and commission us and keep us in the fight, you have my promise that we will not back down or give in, but we could give out. So if we do not have your support, we'll be shut down. And we are barely even able to fund this bankruptcy and go through this. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a copy of the new Great Reset, The War for the World, that describes the whole New World Order. This is my masterwork. At InfoWarsStore.com, the new film that's out, to have it on DVD, Alex's War, our 28-year war against the globalists, really wakes people up. It's available, ready to ship, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have amazing supplements and high-end vitamins that are good for your immune system and your overall body. Vitamineral Fusion, sold out for more than 6 months, back in stock. Bodies, the strongest turmeric extract out there, 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors are 5%, and they still work. That's how powerful turmeric is. Ours is super concentrated. We believe it's the best on the market anywhere. We searched around. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Diet Force is almost sold out. A bunch of key natural enzymes that turn up your overall metabolic rate and turn up as you get older your metabolic systems. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get Ultra 12, highest quality vitamin B12, taken on the tongue for higher absorption, incredible for your whole body, stamina, energy, libido, everything. All of this is amazing for your immune system. All of it is amazing for your mood and your way of life and everything you do. All of it is really, really good for your metabolism. Please take action now in the face of the globalists who are coming for us all and keep us on air. That is my prayer. That is my hope. And I want to thank you all for your past support. Thank you so much. Now the ball is in your court.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.